said, "People don't know what they need until I show them what they can do. Let us show you what you can do."
This is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The eyes of the world on Ukraine today, where it is becoming increasingly unclear who is in power. President Viktor Yanukovych left Kiev yesterday for parts unknown, and the parliament has today delegated his powers to the speaker. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius offers this cautious advice.
The important thing is that Ukrainians remain united, that the integrity of the country should be implemented.
When Yanukovych left Saturday, he said he was not stepping down, but today no one seems to know where he might be. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for an assault on a checkpoint in eastern Afghanistan today, killing 21 Afghan soldiers and seven others are missing. President Hamid Karzai is condemning the attack and appears to point the finger at Pakistan. This is SRN News.
Go fishing for your favorite Christian artists with thefishtwincities.com. Thefishtwincities.com plays the best in Christian music from your favorite Christian artists, including Casting Crowns, Michael W. Smith, Laura Story, Matthew West, Third Day, Toby Mac, and many more. The Fish Twin Cities is also available right now on your smartphone. Just visit your phone's app store to reel in the free app. Thefishtwincities.com, safe for the whole family.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Steve Hicks and his team at Concrete Science are known for their beautiful outdoor concrete creations, but they also do a lot of work indoors. How can you help a homeowner or business owner enhance the inside of their property with concrete, Steve?
Our specialty surfaces are formulated for high demands across a variety of industries, Michael. We do many restaurant kitchen floors that must meet stringent FDA and local codes. They're protected against bacteria and other microbes, slip-resistant, easy to maintain, and among the most attractive commercial floors available today.
What makes Concrete Science's epoxy floors so much better?
With our countless colors, textures, and designs, Concrete Science can easily match your company logo and signature style. Whether it's for your warehouse, showroom, or retail business, if you can dream it, we can do it with concrete.
Concrete Science wrote the book on indoor concrete finishing and preservation. To see gorgeous images and compelling video testimonials too, go to concrete-science.com. That's Concrete Science with a dash in the middle.com. A smart chemistry of quality, service, and value. Concrete-science.com.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold & Associates. Are you really ready for retirement? We have an option for you. Please attend our upcoming dinner seminar Tuesday, February 25th at 6 p.m., entitled, Are You Really Ready for Retirement, Social Security, and Medicare? What You Need to Know Now. Give us a call to reserve your spot, 952-544-2837, or go to helpmeterry.com.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
It's Lee Michaels here with Justin from Merle's Water Conditioning. And Justin, you've got a great offer for Patriot listeners.
Yes, right now we are offering a drinking water system at no charge with the purchase of a high-efficiency water softener. The drinking water system offers two stages of protection from chlorine, disinfectant byproducts, lead, cysts, cryptosporidium, giardia, volatile organic compounds, and much more. This system holds a value of $300.
You can get more information on this great system by calling Merle's Water Conditioning, 651-777-1349, 651-777-1349, on the web at mywatermn.com. Again, this special offer for Patriot listeners only. Some restrictions do apply. For details, call 651-777-1349 or on the web at mywatermn.com. Merle's Water Conditioning, since 1959.
Hello, this is Kevin Waterston with the Cremation Society of Minnesota, Minnesota's largest provider of cremation services. Last year, cremation was chosen by over half the families in the state, and it's easy to see why. Cremation is simple, dignified, economical, and environmentally friendly. That's why every year, thousands of Minnesotans throughout the state choose to pre-plan with the Cremation Society of Minnesota. It is an important step in giving your family the peace of mind that at the time of need, vital decisions have been taken care of. Confident that the services they are looking for will be provided without feeling any pressure at a difficult time. If cremation is your choice, or if you have any questions about cremation, call us today at 612-825-2435. That's 612-825-2435. Or look us up online at cremationsocietyofmn.com. The Cremation Society of Minnesota, the new tradition.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to all the Patriot listeners out there. You're tuning in to another episode of Telecom Soup. And we're coming right here live at the BlueNet Studios on AM 1280 The Patriot. We broadcast this live every Sunday from 12 to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, and my firm is Telecom Warehouse. Telecom Warehouse is an independent telecommunications consulting firm that focuses on the goals, needs, and objectives of clients' telecommunications. Our firm partners with over 100 different of the top-level telecommunications carriers, and what we do is we help businesses make educated buying decisions when it comes to their phone, internet, and wireless services. And what we offer is a completely free consultation, so if you're interested in saving money and understanding your communications needs, please give us a call at the firm at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. You can always email me, Charlie, at telcowarehouse.com. That's T-E-L-C-O warehouse.com. Or visit our website for our free analysis at telcowarehouse.com. Submit an inquiry, and one of our consultants will get back to you within 24 hours. With us in studio today is our co-hosts, the guys from BlueNet. We have Adam and Paul. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Charlie. Good morning.
Hey, Charlie. How's it going?
Fantastic. So with BlueNet covering the IT side and the network services, we help our listeners to better understand their technology and help to grow their small business. So, guys, what we have on topic today is really what we're going to be talking about today is something that we've kind of, you know, we touch upon every single week here in bits and pieces, but it's the process of change. What's involved with changing in telecommunications providers, changing over of network services, changing out of IT infrastructure? This whole concept of change. Why are businesses making changes? What are preventing them from making changes? And some of the things that we're dealing with on customer basis of why do businesses not make changes? What do you guys think about that topic?
Very good, very prevalent topic. As telecoms and are starting to build out infrastructure and offer more services. In particular, we've hit on fiber so many times, and you know, metro Ethernet and so on. The looking at needing to change is a very relevant topic because your business needs are changing. You're driving probably more of it to the cloud or using more online services. And because of that, carriers are building out more bandwidth and you have more options. So, you know, needing to change or looking at changing is a very relevant thing.
Well, another piece to that is that you're in reality, you should be changing also your expectations out of what are you asking of that telco provider,
your
that
thought
network
process.
Provider. Yeah.
What is your business need? And kind of what we've done, Paul, is we have some bullet points that we're going to talk about as we move forward in the show of a process that we've helped define so that when we sit down and consult with our clients, that they have an understanding of what services we're offering as well as BlueNet and how it would relate to their business. And if anyone has any questions here, again, we're broadcasting live. Please give us a call. If you've thought about changing over your services, network services, you want to save some money on services, give us a call. We're here. 651-289-4488 is the studio call-in number. The text, we're happy to answer text as well, 651-243-0390. I think the first bullet point that we'd like to talk about is define your telecom need. What are we dealing with, right? When we sit down with a customer, what are we talking about? Guys, how often do you sit down with a client and they don't even understand really what they even have? Or what they want.
I'd say it's very common. You know, think about in the past, it was just give me some dial tone and I need some internet bandwidth.
I need to be faster.
Right, yeah, and maybe not much more thought of it went into how much am I paying for megabit and how many phone lines you're lighting up.
And some of that was also due to the fact that there might have been a limited service offering at the time.
Certainly.
I mean, you know, back in the day, there might have been only DSL, depending upon, you know, where you were from, you know, what they called the POP, the point of presence. Your service portfolio was very limited, and the number of carriers that could get to you was limited as well.
It tended to be more expensive as well.
And it was more expensive, absolutely.
Companies need to understand, what is the goal of change? What's the end result? Is there a need? Are you lacking something within your organization? Could it be speed? Could it be connectivity? Could it be features in your phone system or your PBX? Are you expanding? What is the goal? What is the need? And these are some of the reasons that first you need to define is what is the actual goal. We're going to help you identify those needs. When we do our discovery process, which is kind of the initial meeting, what we're going to do is we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about the who, what, when, where, and why, right? Let's peel the onion back. Let's find out a little bit more about what we're dealing with. And if there is no need, there is no reason to change, right? If there is a need, then we continue down with the process. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, effectively, it's always the challenge is sometimes people are trying to go from it from the other direction is here I want to force this change in and then try to work back to
because I've heard it'd be better correct?
Because I heard it would be better instead of like you said starting with the requirements really sit down and define what your requirements are and see hey is our current system meeting those requirements is there a solution that meets them better more effectively more cost effectively or like you said add features.
Sometimes the need is literally just to save some money. There's a lot of small businesses out there that are trying to cut costs. They know that they're paying too much maybe for their wireless services or their, you know, their telecom, their bandwidth, whatever. If the goal is just to reduce cost, we can work with that. That's literally a like-for-like type of product. Obviously, what we're trying to do is peel that onion back a little bit further, identify not only a cost savings aspect, but also from a functionality standpoint to get them into a better position.
So I would say to add to that, obviously, if your telco system is, you know, you're running on a 3 or 4 year contract, chances are, very, very good that you can do the same or better on a better budget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Longer term contract means technology has changed. It's now time to look at different options in the marketplace for functionality purposes. And generally, you're going to be able to save money because obviously it's the race to zero. So number one, define your telecom needs. Number two, what we've kind of put down was create an inventory of current services and identify the use. You guys do this extensively from the IT infrastructure, do you not? What are they dealing with? What do we have?
Discovery, the
yeah.
Discovery process.
And you wouldn't believe how many times we go in and we do a discovery process and, you know, you sit down with maybe like C-level or ownership and they miss half of what's actually happening in their organization.
Do they know what's going on?
Standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's the simple thing. You go in, we've been in many meetings where we're discussing with a couple of the decision makers and they'll say, you know, we've got these two critical apps. So we plan around these two critical apps. We go to deploy, and the end users start going, well, what about this, 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 and this? And we go, well, those weren't brought up. And that's very important where we want to take that extra step and go in and actually do discovery, sit down with your end users, and figure out what they're actually using. And you got to do the same thing, you know, when it comes to your telecom options.
Absolutely.
As well. You need to think about what are your people, your employees using,
you want to look
how
at
they're using it.
You want to look at a day in the life of your employee. What things do they need and what pieces do they touch to make their job happen throughout the day?
You take a look at what these telco carriers are doing now, and they're taking over as they migrate from voice services and data services now to managed services and hosted services. So, for example, let's say we have a carrier that we're talking to a customer and they're using C-Beyond. Well, what we know with C-Beyond is they bundle everything. They've got their phone lines, the T1 internet connection or the Ethernet or fiber. They've got the website hosting. They've got the email hosting. They've got the data backup. And then they might have some other features. And if you're going to unbundle all of that with the new provider of recommendation, we have to make sure that we have to repackage and rebundle those services when we make the change. So that goes along with the inventory, kind of what are we dealing with from the phone service, the connectivity, and making sure that we've got the right full picture. And all this really happens during the discovery, and you guys would agree with that statement.
Discovery
as well.
Is absolutely critical before those changes start to get designed.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this subject a little bit further. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
Financial security is a personal matter. What is enough? Do these new laws affect my retirement? Should I be doing more? Hi, I am financial representative Carol Woods with Thrivent Financial, and I want to help you on your journey to financial security and that elusive status of retirement. Whether on your way or already there, if retirement is your destination, you probably have concerns about rising health care costs, longevity, new legislation, and volatile financial markets. For most people, retiring is a big deal. I listen to your concerns and walk alongside you, educating you on your options. There are ample financial products available. It comes down to what is best for you. Let me show you how and when to roll over your 401ks or multi-generational IRAs so you can have access to potentially more investment choices and take steps to create a guaranteed lifetime income. Let me help you ensure your secure retirement. Call 952-447-1096 to sit down and talk about your options. There is no cost or obligation. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management. Member FINRA and SIPC.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell. We're broadcasting live here today at AM 1280 The Patriot. And we're broadcasting with our co-host, the guys from BlueNet, the trusted IT consulting firm right here in Eagan. Before the break, we were talking about today's conversation or today's topic about what we can expect when making a telecommunications change. And the end result that we want to make clear to the listening audience is that a lot of companies, when we propose services, end up doing nothing because they're worried about this whole process of making a change, the pain that goes through with making a change, and they look at this as being such a such an event that they just get stagnant and end up doing nothing.
Right.
How often does a customer end up doing nothing because they're so worried about the process, this process that's complicated that they can't make a decision?
Well, they might be comfortable with the known pain that they have today. Here's the problems we have, and we know what they are.
We know how to deal with them.
We've figured out some workarounds, or we live with these issues. But the future is this change, and I don't know what issues I'm going to run
into.
Exactly.
The fear of the unknown. Maybe they had a bad experience with the previous carrier in a conversion. Maybe they had a bad experience with their IT firm. And it keeps them so. This fear of the unknown keeps them. Let's just keep
paralyzed.
Paralyzed. They're paralyzed in their own. Well, we're here to help you navigate through this from a dial tone network services. That's what we consult with. BlueNet is the IT infrastructure. So we challenge anybody in the audience that has any questions, please give us a call here today. We'll talk about that experience, and we'll talk about how we can get you into the next stage of your in your venue. The studio text, or excuse me, the studio phone line is 651-289-4488. Again, 651-289-4488. The text is 651-243-0390. Looks like we have a question here from Vincent, who's on line one. Vince, are you there, Vincent?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. On this radio station, there was a sheriff on there talking about technology, cell phones and all. In some areas of Minnesota, because of towers, there's not enough towers, the cell phones don't work. And I got a technology that goes back to the beginning, you know, almost. I got a rotary telephone.
Sure.
And I've been hearing these telephone companies, for lack of a better word, you know, the carriers, some of them want to get rid of these landlines. But if you got a landline, you can use your technology, however, but if you have a cell phone and there's no cell tower, it doesn't work.
You're kind of in a catch-22, right?
Yes, I am, and if they want to get rid of the landline, what am I going to do?
So a lot of these, that's a great point, Vincent. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, so a lot of families have gotten rid of their landline simply for cost. A traditional analog phone line for a residential, let's say it's through Comcast or CenturyLink, might be $25 to $30. And businesses have just, residents, families have just said, I don't need that extra expense. I'll just, we'll use our mobile phone. But the mobile carriers, depending on and where you're at, geographically, they have to do some kind of interconnect in order to create the nationwide network. For example, you have AT&T and T-Mobile sharing the GSM network. You've got Verizon and you have Sprint sharing the CDMA network. They're doing that so that they can reach the nationwide network. And there are areas that just isn't any coverage. It's just the reality. Well, in those cases, it would probably make sense to continue keeping your landline because you have no cell coverage.
Well, and remember, there's certain obligations the companies are on to deliver landline services to cover the entire area where that obligation doesn't exist necessarily from the mobile or the tower side of the world.
Absolutely. I'll use myself as an example. My wife and I, we do not have a landline at our house. It's just we use our cell phones. It made more sense. There wasn't any discounts that we offered that made our bundled TV, phone, and internet together any different. But I'm guessing do you guys have a landline?
I think I haven't had a landline since 2003, I believe.
We have a landline, but not in the traditional sense. I guess we have Magic Jack.
$19.99 a year, right?
So yeah, I guess we don't have the traditional landline.
So guys, if you have any questions, very good question, Vincent. Thank you for bringing that point together. If anyone has any questions, please give us a call, just like Vincent did, 651-289-4488. The studio text is 651-243-0390. Kind of shifting gears here and going back to our topic conversation, we're talking about the change and making companies feel more at ease with what we can do to help them and so they're not paralyzed in their experience. One is understanding, defining their need, creating an inventory of what they have and what they're going to be needing. And Adam, you had a question about the inventory piece.
Well, I think it's important. Even though there's a lot to do, it's not scary. If you put some thoughtfulness into this, you can make a decision and, potentially save some money or get different and better services to meet your changing business needs. And that's another thing that happens is a lot of guys you're talking about where they're paralyzed in their decision. What ends up happening is their business has changed, their needs has changed, but yet because they're paralyzed in their decision-making process,
yep.
they continue to stick with what they know, quote-unquote, works.
What works, right.
But in reality, it's not anymore. And they get stuck, and then that actually can drag them down, whether it drags down their sales, their
preventing growth options,
growth, yeah. What have you. So some of the things I just wanted to bring up, what you need to do when it comes to the inventory is you've got to think of things like on the phone side, it's obviously if you have a T1 and you've got a PRI with a number of you know, direct dial numbers, porting them. You know,
what do we have for bandwidth?
Bandwidth is another one. And now, you know, with the advent of having, and we've talked about this many, many, many times, but the advent of having multiple carriers, you know, you're doing something with an SLA, something that's low cost, high speed, you know, looking at those two carriers. IP addresses are important. Do you have static IPs assigned to your internet connection? When you change, make sure you get a block that's matches or bigger. And then, of course, you got to dive into, you know, what about changing your DNS records? You know, how does mail get delivered to your building? Is it in the cloud or do you have an on-premise email system? Do you have websites, applications, anything that uses those static IPs?
Absolutely.
And what's going to be the ramifications of changing those? And make sure you get those in on your inventory.
Particularly when kind of going back to your phone systems, you know, a lot of times you might have an analog line for a security system or a fire system. Or
elevator in your building, you need an analog line.
Right, right. And all these things are not hard to plan around if you've done the discovery and you have them up front, you're requesting them. The worst is you're coming up, it's a week before we have to go live. Oh, I forgot about that.
I forgot about
that analog line we need. Can we get that in by Friday?
Let me give you an example of a case in point. We're working with a plumbing and heating company right now in Plymouth that we're looking at putting a hosted VoIP system in place for their 15 users. Because this customer has a 763 telephone number, because they're in Plymouth and that's the prefix, they also had three different market expansion lines because they wanted a presence in the metropolitan area. So they have a Minneapolis 612. They have a 651, which is, you know,
St. Paul.
And then they have their, 612, 763, and 651. And they had a 952 number.
Sure.
Had we not known that, those numbers would have been pointed to nothing. So during the process of this implementation, if somebody would have called during the, you know, those market expansion lines, and they were not pointed towards their 763 main telephone number, they lose business. They don't get calls.
Customer thinks you're out of business.
So those are some of those things that during the discovery, the, you know, the needs and understanding what their current system is very, very important.
And let's look at the positive side of the discovery. Even if you don't make a change, you now have documentation. And hopefully you keep this in a safe spot. And now you know what your fax numbers are, what those analog lines for the security or the fire system are, and so on, what your internet is. And
it's an opportunity to review, too. Do we need all these services? Are there some that we can scratch off the list or move to a different solution?
The next point that we talked about that I think we need to look at is, what are our future needs? So this may be the situation that we're sitting at today, and here's our pain point. But one of our goals is to understand, where are you going to be in 24 months, 36 months? Where are you going to be 2 to 3, 4 to 5 years down the road? Do you have expansion? Do you look at bringing on additional locations? Are you going to be laying people off? Obviously, that wouldn't be a good thing. But these are some things that we need to understand, is making sure the implementation, is there room to grow? Can you touch on that?
Yeah, a lot of times a good example would be, you might be bringing on a new customer or in negotiation, and you know, it might double your business. That's growth. And a lot of times when you're going to look at, you know, getting bandwidth, that might be the last thing on your mind is, you know, what do I have in my sales pipeline that could, you know, increase the size of my organization? You know, I might have to add more staff or more people or ramp up, or even, you know, add on to my building.
So at that time, if I'm looking at a new solution, am I looking at a new solution where I can literally just turn the dial up to get more bandwidth? I call up my provider, I pay X amount, and they'll literally turn the dial up?
Turn the switch, yep.
Or is it reprovisioning a whole other solution? You know, is it re-architecting?
And that's a good point, Paul, is like, take fiber for an example. If you get a fiber connection in your building and you buy 20 megs today, a phone call, and a couple hours later, you now go from 20 to 40, and there's little to do other than your bills gone up. Your
That's
IP
it.
Stay the same. Everything stays the same.
The flip
it's,
of a switch.
It's easy to dial it up. And that's something you should consider when you're looking at that is, you know, like I said, look in your sales pipeline, look in your growth models in your organization, and see if that's going to be a necessary thing.
These are the things that we're going to be talking about as we move forward here. And again, if anyone has any questions, good, bad, or indifferent, regarding any kind of telecom changes that they've made in the past or planning to do in the future, please give us a call today, 651-289-4488. That's the studio call, and the text number is 651-243-4488. 0390. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Since 1961, parents have partnered with outstanding teachers to provide God-honoring education at Calvin Christian School. From the sciences to the arts, from the classroom to the playground, every part of the Calvin experience is designed to equip young disciples of Christ for leadership and service. Today, Calvin Christian serves nearly 450 students at its K-8 campuses in Blaine and Edina, and its high school campus in Fridley. Calvin Christian School is a far-reaching community of believers, serving families from more than 90 churches in the greater Twin Cities. Should you decide that Calvin is a wonderful fit for you and your family, The Patriot has partnered with Calvin Christian School to cover half the cost of your child's first year at Calvin. Yes, half the cost is on us, but only one tuition deal per campus is available. So the minute you fall in love with it, which I promise you will, you need to call The Patriot at 651-289-4423 to reserve your half-off tuition.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants helped develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Today, we are discussing the topic of change. We're talking with the guys from BlueNet here, the trusted IT consulting firm in Eagan, about why companies and strategies and tips to the trade of helping customers navigate this change of making a changeover in their telecommunications. As always, we're here live at studio. You can give us a call, 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488, or you can text us. We answer texts here as live as well, 651-243-0390. So we had a couple bullet points that we've talked about so far. The first kind of characteristic is define the need, define what your telecom need is. Step number two is creating an inventory of current services. Step number three, identify future needs. How about step number four? The actual solicitation of the telecom vendors.
Well, and that's why you get involved, Charlie.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, because once you've defined your need and gathered all of your information and you now have it documented and you're ready to go and say, this is what I've got, here's what my needs are.
Time to do your bake-off.
Yeah, now it's time to actually find the carriers that can provide that, kind of meet up to provide those solutions and meet your needs.
Generally, the average time that we spend with a customer from the analysis to the presentation to the implementation, we've met with that customer at their business maybe 3 to 4 times. Think about that from a standpoint that if you're a business and you're shopping for services and you have to meet with, say, 10 different carriers 3 to 4 times, that's about 40 meetings for that IT person. Let a consulting firm that represents all the carriers put together the bids for you and shop the market. It eliminates all the pain. In other words, let's say you're a multi-site customer and you're looking to implement an MPLS network, and you want to meet with Inventus, and you want to get a quote from CenturyLink, and you want to get a quote from Windstream, and you want to get a quote from Comcast, and you want to get a quote from XYZ Telco. You literally could be getting in front of or meeting with a salesperson minimum 3 times, because they'll have to do their discovery, the implementation, or the proposal,
the needs analysis.
And every one of them is going to come back to you and say, well, our product is the best because we're the best and this is the best solution.
Well, and the challenge is you could go through all that, and there's a few of those vendors that simply might not have the product that meets the needs you're looking for.
It might be the only product set that they have available. So rather than having somebody waste all that time and resource or meeting with a controller or the IT person of that firm, let us do it for you. It's you're not paying us anything. We get paid by the provider. We are here to help you navigate the proposal, the RFP process, and get everything taken care of at no cost, no obligation.
Let me bring up two other benefits of working with Charlie here. And number one, let's say you've got multiple locations. Let's say one carrier cannot serve them all. This is definitely where Charlie can come in and kind of essentially say, I know where the territories, the lines are, I know where they're drawn, I know what carriers work over here, I know what carriers work over here. And a lot of times, and we've been involved in this, Paul, where we have to deal with, because of that, they've got several locations, whether it be in the Twin Cities here, outstate, what have you.
You're trying to tie them all together.
And you're trying to tie them all together. You might have to get 2, 3, even 4 carriers involved.
And, geographic restrictions.
And think of now timesing that, those number of meetings, fourfold.
Absolutely.
And that's where, you can come in, Charlie, and put together one bid, one proposal, and say, here's what it's going to take. The other big advantage is telecoms have been paring back on sales and customer service people.
They don't have the resources in-house.
Yeah, they've been, cutting those departments. They've been paring back. And, Charlie's one of those that plays and helps with the customer service aspect.
We found that a non-biased approach to helping understand what can be, and maybe it's one carrier, maybe it's multiple carriers, is we're not trying to, fit a square peg in a round hole. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you look in your toolkit and the only thing that you have is a hammer, every problem needs a hammer to fix it.
That's right.
And that's the problem with a telco when you go directly to them. If what's in their bag is a hammer, that's
we
what
can
you're
do
getting.
This, but we can't do this. How often do you hear that with the telecom carriers? We can do this, but this piece.
Or they do something, and they do like an extension to something. Sometimes outside the territory, they buy bandwidth from the provider, that one that you might recommend anyways, and the cost is 5 times what it would normally be. The only advantage is you get it on one bill, but you pay 5 times for that particular location.
So that's the advantage, and thank you for bringing up that point, is we have over 100 different carriers that we represent. So really, it's not a quota-based type of approach. We'll help anybody get to the position that they want in selecting that telecom vendor. Which kind of brings us to our next point, is the clarification, and this is obviously important for the customer making a decision. What sort of costs are going to be involved in actually making the transition? What are the costs involved, whether they're going to be hard costs or they're going to be soft costs? If there's going to be cost savings in the proposal, what are these costs? I've got some points I want to touch on, but I want to bring it up on the IT side of what's involved from that standpoint.
So one thing that people seem to forget quite often when switching bandwidth, and it's a point I brought up in our last segment, is they forget about the firewall. The big thing is here's why. It's either A, they've got an aged firewall that can't handle this new fancy connection you're getting, this new high-speed connection. They plug it in. They all of a sudden don't see the speed. You know, hey, we just bought a 100-meg fiber connection.
Give an example of a client that we're working with right now, Adam.
A good example would be we've seen it where we come in, we put a connection in, and they've got a firewall that's literally probably 8 years old. And they're putting in a fiber connection with a second, not only a fiber connection, but then also a second connection. A
redundant pair.
Redundant pair. And their current firewall A is 8 years old, doesn't support the speed and throughput, and also does not or cannot do multiple connections.
Doesn't do the automated failover. So let's say you went out and you bought two, you know, redundant internet connections, and one of them goes down, but your security or your firewall appliance doesn't handle that automation for you. You'd literally have to have a security engineer come in and make a change to your firewall and change where things are plugged in to take advantage of that other connection.
We actually have two examples. The one you defined was a fiber connection for a client that we're getting ready to cut over. The other, Adam, and I know because you had sent me the firewall bid, was the customer was using a carrier firewall, happened to be CBeyon, for example, and when they leave that carrier, they no longer have a firewall. Well, in this case, I want to explain this to, again, the process of the change is I was able to actually negotiate a vendor coupon from the new provider to pay for the firewall. So in other words, the customer is going to get a $1,000 piece of equipment that they're going to need for the implementation of their telco. It's not going to cost them anything.
It's going to be subsidized by the new provider.
The new provider looked at the opportunity, says, yes, I'm going to give this customer $900. They can buy whatever the heck they want to do. And we're going to have it covered. So
But if you hadn't done that inventory, you didn't know about that need, and you're coming up after the fact, it's going to be harder to get those kind of benefits. So it's
problems day one.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So again, that's where that process of the discovery, and again, understanding the costs that are involved, and we're going to help you navigate through that. And a lot of times the carriers, like I said, in this example, are willing to give you guys the money to help you make the change. In this case, the money was used for a firewall. Maybe some money is going to be used for a contract. Maybe you have a contract that you have to get out of, and there's termination penalties. So throw it up in the air. Let's figure out what that dollar amount is, and we're going to help you with that, understand those costs.
And besides the firewall, it's either A, you've got one and you need it changed, so there could be some costs because you have to bring in professional services. B, just as we spoke about, either your current firewall doesn't meet your need or it doesn't meet the requirements for your new, you know, single or multiple connections. Also, the other thing is IP addresses. A lot of people forget about public IP or static IP addresses from the carrier. They either have a block today, they don't realize that you can't just pick them up and transition them to the new carrier, or number two, they forget to get them. They forget to order them. And it's one of those things, you get it in, they're ready to use it. Where's my block of IPs? They might have one usable and, you know, they had eight, you know, before, or something larger before, and all of a sudden it's, I can't use this new connection, and you might have added a couple of weeks delay to basically get those provisioned from the carrier.
I wanted to bring up another, I guess, maybe a softer cost to review, and that is, do we need to keep our legacy system up for a period of time? What's the cost of downtime? What's the period of time to transition from one provider to the other? And do I need to plan on some cost for that overlap? Saying, you know, I need to keep my old carrier in place for 30 days to keep this existing system running while I make sure the new system is functional.
Absolutely.
Before I actually perform a cutover.
Perfect example of that, Paul. So I've got a customer right now that, and this is the thing where they ordered a new fiber connection, a point-to-point fiber connection, and a couple of new internet connections at each of their locations. The problem was, is due to the cold outside and construction, that they got delayed.
Yep.
They got delayed. And those are things that can be out of the carrier's hands because they have to get permits from the city. They have to get right-of-way access, things like that. They'll give you an estimated date, and they'll say, this is when we think we can get it done. But other things out of their control may come up in between.
Absolutely.
And that's a perfect example where the customer unfortunately said, well, they took the date as hard that, you know, it's going to happen this date and time. Well, of course, the construction slipped because A, the weather,
yep,
and B, they had a right-of-way issue. And now, all of a sudden, they've had to extend their contract several times. And, you know, we just got phase one of their connection in. That's another thing. IT guys as us, there might be more work than, you know, what you may think it is. Even with internal IT guys planning this, you might need an outside pair of eyes to kind of come in and give it that stamp of, you know, will this work in our environment?
Review those critical systems. What's getting moved and when does it need to move?
Well, one of the things that we do from a standpoint of managing the telco is we're going to help manage that provisioning process and making sure that carrier A starts while carrier B is disconnected. We don't want two customers being billed with two separate carriers. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit further into this topic. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
With all the time you've been spending inside in your home this frigid winter, you've probably thought to yourself many times that your floors need a little extra TLC. Whether that means you need to resand your hardwood floors or finally convert your carpet to the beautiful hardwood floor you've been envisioning, Fine Finish Flooring would like to help. The Patriot has partnered with Fine Finish Flooring to offer you half off a $2,000 sanding job or half price on $1,000 of installing your new floor with your choice of wood. That's right. You pay half the price to finally tackle or upgrade those floors. It's amazing how much of a difference your floors can make in your house, and now your house can become the home you've always been dreaming of. These packages are yours for half price, but only one is available of each deal. So if you want it, call now at 651-289-4423. That's 651-289-4423. Or get details online at am1280thepatriot.com.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Telecom Soup right here on AM 1280 The Patriot. We're hosting live today at the BlueNet Studios, where we talk about things like technology and telecommunications. Today's topic, we have been talking about the process of change and how can we help customers make an easy transition from their telecommunications or their IT infrastructure and not be what we called, Paul, what was the word? Paralyzed?
Paralyzing.
Okay. The point that we were taking right before the break was clarifying costs such as, you know, upfront costs, soft costs, those kinds of things. And really what it brings us down to is really the final point of actually implementing the telecom change, the actual process of making this take place. And right before the break, we had talked about some of the processes that were involved of notification of the previous carrier. We don't want carriers to be double billed where you're billing with one and service on the other. What are some things that you guys do to assist businesses with, you know, making the actual transition?
Well, a lot of that might be looking at, as you were talking about, to avoid that paying for two services is really determine how much downtime is there going to be and what's the business impact and can it be planned over a time that will be less impactful or is that not acceptable? Can we not live with that, you know, a day or two of service outage, and do we need to make sure we have some overlapping service offerings?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So a lot of that is the analysis, and what's the cost of your business for that outage, and can you live with that or not?
The question that we have for the studio, the studio audience is, if you've experienced a change, you're thinking about changing, it's kind of in the back of your mind, you have a pending event in your business, give us a call. We're here to help, 651-289-4488. 651-289-4488. Love to hear from you. The text is 651-243-0390. Anybody that's had a good experience, anybody that's had a bad experience, anybody that's thought about making a change, give us a call. We're here to help. We'll kind of navigate these things with you. So implementing the actual telecom change, some things that we do with our firm that our clients are, number one is that, and we talked about this, Paul, is the planning aspect. What's the date, the who, when, what, where, and why that we're actually going to be doing the conversion? And there's a lot of key people that need to take place for a successful conversion. Number one, does the customer have the date on the calendar? Do they know what's going on?
Right.
Right? We don't have a technician that's just showing up and winging it from the carrier, because a lot of carriers will just set up a time. They don't even notify the carrier, you know, the client. How about number two? Do we have the IT person understanding what's going on?
Right. Have they been brought into the loop? Do they know about the change? You wouldn't believe how often we're the last to hear about an issue, and it's the last minute. You know, so that's a common challenge.
Or we've also run into the on-staff IT person might be out of their scope, and they have to bring in that external person to get it done.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick call here. It looks like we have Allie on line one. Allie, are you there?
I certainly am. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My husband and I have a small business that we run out of our home, and I do whatever computer work there is that needs to be done, and the speed on my computer is very slow because I'm hesitant to make a change. We do have a bundle for our phone and our computer.
Sure.
I don't have TV, so I don't have that in the bundle. But the contract's very old, and I have been told that if I change the contract, the price is going to go way up. If I change it in any way, and all the aspects of the contract are going to change because it's no longer the original contract.
Sure.
So I've been anxious to do something about it, but since I'm the IT and everything else...
You're wearing all the hats, right?
I don't have the time.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't have the time to look at all the information that's out there about all the different companies, so I don't do anything.
Let me ask this question. Where do you live, and who is the carrier that you have for your business?
I live in Forest Lake,
okay.
Minnesota.
Sure.
And I use Quest.
Okay, sure.
And Verizon for, we have a landline, we have the computer line, we have Wi-Fi in our, well, not Wi-Fi, but we have the computer and the phone in the home, and then we have cell phones.
Are you within the city proper of Forest Lake, or do you live in kind of the outskirts? And the reason I'm asking for that, that's going to dictate the determining factor of your speed. So if you're down,
I can get higher speed, but I'm right in the city of Forest Lake.
Okay. You know, the two options that you have available for you, obviously CenturyLink or Quest is the phone company. Your cable company up there is Mid-Continent, which is now, or used to be the old U.S. Cable. My guess is if you were able to look at these bundles, have you thought about just switching to the cable company and doing the same type of bundled approach with the landline as well as the internet? And maybe they partner with obviously they would do the TV. There might be a economy of scale if you were to switch from the phone company to the cable company. You would obviously get better internet connectivity.
Right. I do not use or have a TV, so that wouldn't be part of the bundle.
Okay.
So it would just be the internet and the landline and the cell phone.
What kind of how much do you pay for the residential piece?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't keep those numbers in my head.
I would say that, again, if there was some kind of new program, because a lot of these carriers, like, you know, CenturyLink, want to retain business. They'll give you some kind of package deal on a re-term. If that was available, I would check that option. Option number two is literally just leave them, go to the cable company. You will get better internet with U.S. Cable just because of the technology, and maybe they have some introductory plan for you as well to compare from a budgetary standpoint.
And does this include, do these programs include cell phone coverage too, or cell phone use?
You know, unfortunately, we don't do the residential side of the telecom. We do the business side. So if you were interested in looking at something outside, I'd be more than happy to quote your mobile services, you know, with that route. Is that something that you'd want that we can catch up on the air?
I don't know. I guess I would have to look at everything or talk to you about everything. But
sure.
I guess I'm just curious, like I said, because there's so much information out there, and I don't have the time to look at it all.
Bill, do you want to grab Allie's number, and then Charlie can give her a call? And
we can certainly follow up Allie after the fact.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. So, great question. Going back to...
And actually, she brings up a good point. We've seen this. This is a big thing with Cell. She said that if she changes her contract or changes services with her current carrier, her legacy pricing...
The grandfathered-in pricing changes.
Yep. Expires. And this is a big tactic that carriers use, and it's another thing that can paralyze a decision.
Sure.
Because, believe it or not, they get you on this hook, like you're going to miss out on you know, something else, or you're going to miss out on what you had.
Absolutely.
Or what you have, and you're going to build more.
But that kind of that kind of ties it back. If you took inventory, you have discovery, you know what your needs are.
You now understand your current contracts.
You understand what you need of it. Maybe the thing that they're holding over your head isn't all that important to you, or the new offering is a better deal anyway.
Now even from a competitive carrier as well.
But then again, you can also look at some incentives of what can a new provider provide for you to, you know, is there, like, for example, Comcast will give you a six-month rate lock at such a great price, and then it may go up afterwards. But again, can you compare the overall dollars to what you're spending on your current, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we'll
right.
we'll take all this into account.
I want to bring it back real quick before we're done here today. But you know what you were talking about before with all the tying together all the different changes that have to happen and who needs to be notified and who needs to be communicated. One of the big pieces there is making sure that there's some project management surrounding this change process, and that's a big piece that you know that Charlie, I know you provide for your customers at BlueNet. We do the same thing on a big IT. Technology changes, the big piece is having some project management and having someone kind of keep all those moving pieces
organized. You're right. Carriers, when they, you know, there's a lot of telco carriers that have an unbelievable project management staff for the implementation and provisioning. There are some carriers that are absolutely dreadful. We literally cannot even have the customer call the carrier because they don't even know what's going on, so we'll take that project management. In fact, there's times where we're recommending a service that's actually a little bit more money because it is such a bulletproof process from A to Z, and that, you know, if they went with the cheaper option, it's the reason it's cheaper or less expensive is you're buying what you're getting, right? You're getting the lower, you know.
Right. And good luck. I hope it all happens on time.
Well, you know, that's exactly kind of their approach. So they're a low-cost provider for the simple reason. So these are the kind of things that we're talking to businesses about. We are here to help you navigate through the process of making a change. You know, we want businesses to feel very comfortable with moving forward with either Telecom Warehouse or BlueNet from an IT side. And give us a call here. If anyone has any questions, call Telecom Warehouse, 952-513-2149. That's our number. Again, 952-513-2149. Or you can email us, Charlie@telcowarehouse, that's TelcoWarehouse.com, or even visit our website, telcowarehouse.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Charlie. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Charlie.
Take care.
Kingdom Business Life Radio is a new program. It's about your health. It's about your money. It's about being a strong leader and following God's roadmap for success. I'm Dr. Pete, the host of Kingdom Business Life Radio. Our goal each week is to equip you to get healthy, empower you to prosper, and encourage you in life. Guests include New York Times bestselling author Jordan Rubin, Olympic gold medalist Dee Dee Trotter, and millionaire businessman Henry Penix. Join us each Sunday at 7 a.m. right here on WWTC AM 1280, The Patriot.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business.